Do you mind if I just leave this here to the parents? Thank
you.
Thank you.
Jet to cover our 4 minutes. We have only two items on the agenda today: the adoption of the outstanding minutes. I guess some minutes were emailed to yourselves. We have a set of 12 minutes or so here. Our approach is that I'm going to deal with this meeting set by set. If there is anything that you need to correct and clarify on the first set, you must indicate, and then we go on in that order. And then our second item will be the what is that, the adoption of the program, of the fourth term, or the first term. The first set of our minutes is for the 24th of May 2011. Anything on that set? Nothing. Can we have a mover or something? Honorable Menia?
Chair, I find myself in a difficult position in the sense that I do acknowledge that the Secretary emailed the minutes to us in advance of this meeting, but I myself have not had a chance to go through the minutes. This is the first time that I've received a hard copy. I don't wish to be obstructive in any way. I'm quite happy to, maybe you could give me some guidance, Chair. I mean, I've not had an opportunity to read these minutes, so I find myself in a difficult position of approving them.
When did you send the minutes in?
The minutes were sent yesterday, the amended minutes. They were sent yesterday morning to the journal. Emailed yesterday.
I didn't receive
them.
In the last morning, you can be absolutely guaranteed they will not arrive. But I did receive them.
We received them this morning. In that sense, honorable members, I think the other what about other members? Did you receive your minutes in time? Honorable Mazia?
Yeah. Have you been back to case chapter 7 in going forward? Can there be a problem if we keep the needs aside? I hope that we get 30 minutes tomorrow to go through the needs of the chapter.
That's fine. I think we should not just labor on that anymore. What we should do is that if there are any corrections, please inform the committee secretary to correct those minutes, and so that tomorrow we must just go through them, adopting them, having been corrected. Then that will take us to the next item, which is our last item, the program. The program, we do have a program here, honorable members. I hope the program you received in time. Can we go through the program page by page? And then if there is anything that you want to add and so on. And on page 1, no problem on page 1, second page, Honorable Menia.
Thank you, Chair. I refer to the meeting on Tuesday the 18th of October. That meeting, as members will see, is the meeting to deal with the annual report. Chair, I think given our responsibility for oversight of the Department of Defense, and given the immense import of that, and the immense importance of that role, I don't think that we can thoroughly deal with the annual report in one day. I think that the structuring of the program in respect of the annual report is fundamentally incorrect. My alternative proposal would be that the Secretary of Defense and her team obviously brief the committee on the annual report, and thereafter there should be one hearing per program. I think that is the only way that we can deal with the annual report thoroughly. At the hearings, dealing with landward defense, air defense, maritime defence and military health services. I believe that the chief of the SANDF should be present, and he should be supported by the service chief of the relevant service. So in other words, for landward defence, I believe that the chief of the SANDF should be present, and he should be supported by the chief of the army. Once we have completed the hearing per program, I believe there should be a final hearing, and that hearing should be with the Minister of Defence and Military Veterans, because she is, after all, accountable for the performance of the department. That is my proposal, Chair.
There's a proposal, Honourable Daniels.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, there's not one day to review the annual report. There's 13. Thursday the 13th and there's Tuesday the 18th. And it's written there, review, before we can even then lay down what must happen next. Aren't we supposed first to hear the review and get a sense of what we're being given, then we can go to say, who do we require to be here as we are dealing with the full annual report?
It goes on,
it's the 19th again, it's budget and annual report review. So we have 3 full days in reviewing the annual report, budget and annual report, before we can begin to call people here, let's first get a sense of what we are going to be dealing with.
Are we reading from the same page?
This report? Thursday the 13th, is Tuesday the 18th, and then it's Wednesday the 19th.
Okay.
It talks about the budget and annual report review.
Okay.
And the adoption is only on the 20th.
On the 20th, okay. All right. Honorable Masango.
The person, I think if I look at the 13th is actually the presentation by the Police General.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, but that's not the department. The department is only coming on the 18th.
Right.
The department.
Okay.
And if you look at the 19th, it's not the department also, it's actually the Castle of Hope presentation.
What is
the
report? No,
I'm sorry, Castle of Hope.
We're still going the budget and review report, budget and annual report review. Annual report review. What does that mean?
Can
always extend our time. Mm-hmm. Will that be right? We don't have problem with that. If we don't finish, we can always extend. Honorable Munia, Honorable Mage.
Chair, I note the proposal by the Honorable Munia, and I don't wish to pursue the point, other than to say that if we are to carry out our constitutional duties, and if we are to perform those functions effectively, then we have to look at the process. And if you look at, for example, the way other committees function, they use a model very similar to this, where there is a hearing per program. That is what I've argued for, but I'm sure that, that is not the majority view.
No, it's fine.
And I raise this question because, in general, I am very concerned about the state of oversight of the defense force. This is possibly something that we can, a method that we can pursue in a different form.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. We leave it as it is, Honourable Members, and then see how far we can get with it. If it means that we must extend our time, we'll do that. Can we agree on that? Honourable Maggie?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to be educated here. I hope I won't embarrass myself. Who is responsible for the budget of the Department of Defense, the military veteran? I'm asking this because with my little knowledge, I'm not sure whether the chief of the army deals with the budget, or is the budget dealt with in the office of the defense secretary? And if that is the case, then what would the chief of the army be doing if he's not dealing with the budget? I just want to be educated. I'm not sure where the budget lies. If it doesn't lie with the chief of the army, why should we have him here?
Maybe Noble Mabella.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, last year during the budget vote, the same question was asked, and it was resolved by the secretary. Did answer the committee by saying that she is the accounting officer. Whether the chief of army can be here, she is going to deal and answer whatever questions comes from the committee. So there is no way of bringing them in. She is the accounting officer. That was the agreement. So I don't think this time again we can go back and say and agree. We did take a resolution that the chief of army is not going to be part of the budget. The chief, the secretary is the accounting officer of the department.
We should, honorable members, we should be taking a resolution to say the accounting officer must always be present. That is the resolution that we must take. As to whether the chief of the army comes along or not, it's not part of our business. Maybe it will be a bonus for us if we have more senior people in that meeting. So can we put it to rest?
Amen.
That's right. Honorable Monia.
The Secretary of Defense is the accounting officer, but equally the Chief of Army and the Chief of Services are accountable for performance against program. And I want to put you and this committee on notice that I'm going to make a political issue of the fact that the Chief of the SANDF and the Service Chiefs have never appeared before the Fourth Democratic Parliament to be held accountable for what is going on in the Defence Force. And that is part of the problem in the Defence Force.
Honourable Mlambo, Honourable Mazia, Honourable Daniels, Honourable Make. In that order, can we?
Thank you, Honourable
Speaker.
I understand the concerns, or the concern that is raised by Honourable Mena. But if I remember well, we had this discussion sometime last year. And knowing our constitutional responsibilities and obligations, we agree that not that the chief of the army cannot call, but if I believe that this committee want to make political statements around this issue which was agreed about last year, it will be totally wrong, because we did say when we meet the chief of the army, the committee will have to decide as to what is it that we need the chief of the army to account about that specific matter. So I don't think really we need to make it an issue, or maybe Honorable Mayor, as we are putting it, that will make a political statement. I don't think it will help this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mlambo.
No, Chairperson, I think on numerous occasions, on matters of competencies, we have a right to call anyone to come and account on matters of competencies. But on matters of the budget, the budget is not sectoral in the department. It is the budget of the department. Even though, of course, as we can see here, that AMSCO and the Council of Good Hope are going to, their budgets are going to be presented separately. But the point here is that, again, we will not expect that the Secretary of Defense will not be able to make a presentation on the accounting of these two departments as well. So, unless Chairperson, if we say we will be delighted if we can see the uniform on the day of the of this deliberation, because that is what we want. We don't want the uniform, and we don't want patterns. All that we want is figures for our review position, because the main purpose of this exercise is to enter into reviewing the budget of the department. And that is where we are expected to assist, not necessarily to see the uniform. I want to plead, Chairperson, to you that Honorable Mayor knows that we have many routes that we can use to see faces that we want. But we should not use that even in wrong places.
You do not want a ceremonial presence.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. I would like to say that I'm covered, but at the same time, I think it needs to be reiterated that we're dealing with the budget and the annual report. And as much we are very clear as to what is the mandate of this committee in terms of oversight, and therefore, it is this committee that must call the arms of chiefs. As the Honorable Mayor has categorically stated, that it is concerning programming. Currently we are dealing with budget and annual report. Let's deal with that. And then if this committee then thinks that it is important that we call this understanding on the programming, then that's the mandate of this committee. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Jojo.
Today I should think it's a wrong day for me. I will need to be educated again. We had a joint oversight the other time, and we saw all these chips that is being talked about. And if we check the program of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense, we are going to see all of the chiefs, all of them. Each one of them will have a day for him or herself. So I'm not very sure we want to see them, and I should think 80% of the members in here are members of the Joint Standing Committee, and the program says they will be coming, all of them, with no exception. I'm not very sure whether they must come for the portfolio committee and then the other day come for the Joint Standing Committee, because in the program of the joint, of which Honorable Mani is a member, they will all become. So if there's any other thing, can I be educated again?
Thank you, Honorable Mateo. Thank you to the members who educate you. Honorable Masango.
But Chairperson, I think we must just be careful that some of us are not serving in this joint committee, and we shouldn't make it the point that this joint committee, this portfolio committee must be, denied an opportunity to also interact with the chief just because they are being sent to the joint committee. But the other thing I'm just saying, the other report that we should be careful, the other report does not only deal with money, but it deals with the strategic plan, it deals with the performance. And we cannot see the accounting office as responsible for all things that are happening on different programs. So sometimes we need those to say to come and tell us what they, they put their targets and they must have to be accountable for those targets. What I see from the annual report is not only the money, even the annual, the original general report doesn't only not only deal with money, it deals also with the companies and the targets that they set for the different programs. So it's important that we also have those six hours to come in so that they can tell us what they have done for the past year.
Before I come to you, Honorable Mania, we should be asking ourselves that who is the custodian of the strategy in the department? That's the question that we should be asking. Strategy will include the budget and will include the strategic plan of the department. Honorable Mania. Oh, Tata Diala will come. Honorable Mania. Oh.
Chair, I really just wanted to make a final point. And it's a very similar point to my honorable colleague. The annual report does not simply deal with the budget. The annual report of the Honourable Government must deal with performance against a strategic plan. The Chief of Defence Force and the Service Chiefs are accountable for implementing a substantial part of that plan and therefore should be present during our hearings on the programs. The Chief, the National Commissioner of Police, and his divisional heads regularly appear before the Portfolio Committee on Police. There is no reason why the Chief of Defence Force and the heads of service should not appear before this committee. And I do not know why, for the past 2.5 years, this committee has done everything possible to prevent the Chief of Defence Force and the Service Chiefs appearing to account to Parliament. We should in fact be doing the opposite. We should be holding the Chief of Defence Force and the Service Chiefs accountable for performance against programs. Because we are not doing this, in my view, this committee is part of the problem in the defence force. We need to become part of the solution. And the solution is for us to properly fulfill our constitutional duty and properly hold the Department of Defence to account.
Thank you, Honorable Diale.
Honorable Chairperson, and we are not there. The committee is not there.
Thank you, God.
Not the problem.
I was going to ask a question.
I want to say
that. You're saying we are not the problem. You want that?
Oh, okay. No, they agree with you. Go on. They agree with you. Honorable members agree with you that we are not the problem.
I thought honorable members agree with me.
We are not the problem. The committee is not the problem. Now, what we say here is that the chief of defense is what? Are not compelled to come here all the time. But when we need the chief of defense, yes, yes, to call him to the committee, not all the time, to appear at this committee.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mlambo. Honorable Mlambo.
Thank you. I think we are repeating one of the same thing. Because I have said personally that in the 2 years that Honorable Maynard is talking about, it's true, we haven't seen the chief of the army because there was no need. Yes, there was no need.
The army is...
Hey, chief, can I finish?
Oh,
maybe we have done it to be kaput. Who knows?
In your own...
See, the problem here is that I have said we will reach a stage as the committee when there is a need to call for the chief of the if for a specific thing or a specific matter. But for now, I personally don't see the need for him to be here when we are dealing with this. Can't we at least be directed at the chair?
Honorable members, this committee does not say it does not want the chief of the army to come when the presentations are made. That should be the understanding.
Amen.
Yeah. Now, this committee wants to have a presentation on the budget on annual report, and the accounting officer must be in that meeting. Is that what we understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's understand it that way, honorable members, and pass on this one.
You are a good teacher also.
Can we go to page 3? Anything on page 3? Mister? Minya, on page 3.
Page 3.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Minya. Page 3.
Chair, refer to the meeting on Wednesday, the 26th of October.
Wednesday, 26th of, yes, the last one, yeah.
That is a joint meeting on the National Youth Service Concept. I support that meeting, but I think for that meeting to be productive, we should receive 2 documents before the meeting takes place. The 2 documents in question, one, the National Youth Service Policy Document, which I understand has already been drafted up, and then most important feature is you will know that there was a pilot project on the National Youth Service conducted at the Brook, which I think is in the Free State. There will be a documents assessing that pilot project and making recommendations. We need that document.
That's fine.
Anything else is going to be a problem.
Honorable members, on the 26th. No. Honorable Madhu.
Yeah, no, Chapter 10 page. I know another way of telling myself that I refuse to read. But these 2 weeks have completely changed into something else.
see how these reaching methods, looking for all these wrong things. I don't think this is the platform to do that. And I have a perception that he's doing that when there is a threat. Now there is no threat, so it's us alone. So I want to read through you chapters and verses. Let us use the language that we use, that is constructive, and that is going to assist us to reach our destination in what we want to achieve. But prayer and all these things, chapter 10, I don't think I'm in the good spirit of our unity and the community.
Thank you very much. A proposal has been made, all the same, about documents which should be presented. You want to answer?
I can just give a community information that Kamuka did come to the community, and I think learned the concept of the national youth at that time. He had the concept and idea. And then she had pulled back by that time, the concept would be finalized at this time. But the truth is that the concept has not been finalized, as it is, and it neither has been approved by herself or even the council, because she's a chairman of the committee. So this is an issue that I was going to make the committee aware of. It is true that there was a kind of problem with what is going on. But the problem in which one person wanted to change people and then left into a recent idea that this thing is going to happen. But the concept as it is not there, and the cabinet is not there.
In that case, honorable members, can we park this for later? Can we just remove this from our program, and you agree with me?
Chair, I have no objection to that. I just wanted to pick up on the point of the honorable Monsieur. It was not my intention to make any threats. If you understood it that way, I apologize. It must be something in the garbage. I'll turn to you.
No, it's fine. We agree that we take this out from the program. So then let's go on to... Can we go another? You get something?
I don't agree.
You don't agree.
I think getting the idea of what exactly is being thought about here wouldn't be a problem with me. Just to give us the idea what was the thought behind this, and what would be the objectives and so on, because maybe in that way we might contribute towards whatever would come up. That was my feeling. If they can give us the idea and they tell us what they think, we might contribute even ourselves.
JJ, I sympathize with your feeling. Unfortunately, I think there is a consensus that we remove this from the until the department is ready. Okay.
The pilot has identified.
Can we go to page 4, honorable members? On page 4, agreed. Page 5, agreed. Page 6. Six. Honorable Munir.
I do want to make a point about page 6. Page 6 is the last page in the program. I wanted to just make an overall point. Again, I think this comes down to a question of the division of labor between the portfolio committee and the joint standing committee. And it's possible that this matter may have fallen through the cracks. But I think members of this committee are aware that the departments of defense are currently engaged in, I think, what is possibly one of the most important processes in the defense force in the last decade, and that is the whole question of the defense review being conducted by Ruth Mayer and his team. I feel very strongly that the relevant parliamentary committee ought to meet Ruth Mayer and his team so that we can be properly briefed and properly understand the process as it unfolds over the next 6 months to a year. I think the committee also probably needs to have inputs into that process. And I would have liked to have seen the defence review on either the Joint Standing Committee or the Portfolio Committee's programme. It may already be in the Joint Standing Committee's programme, I'm not sure if it will not come to existence. But I don't think that we can allow the defence review to fall through the cracks. It really is, I think, the most important issue. Process underway in the defense force in the last
decade. That's fine. I think that should be the normal route that we follow, honorable members, and we'll come to it when we reach it. Now, what I would require from you is a mover for the adoption of this program with amendments in September. You move, Honorable Daniels, Honorable the second. That this program will come to us, back to us, as an amended program. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. You've got an announcement?
No, Chairperson, I just wanted to do the PMT. And they should not just say to us when is and when. And then give us to fill in our names when they have not started to do it themselves.
That's my fault. I apologize. I should have known that beforehand.
You should have written your name.
Yes.
So we are, you must realize that we are talking out of the meeting now.
I wasn't clear on the question of the defense review. I mean, it's clearly now not on the
The chairperson must know you. Didn't you?
That's right.
Yeah,
no, sir,
I don't know.
I don't know.
are going on. How do you know that?
We must bring the
okay, yeah.
David? David?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You can come around.
Whose document is that? I think I'm lying. That's why not mine.
Already see the problem. Already see the problem.
Okay.
The one that you discussed.